Denise Campbell, the community liaison for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, or ACP, along with Bob Orndorff and Jason Harsbarger from Dominion Energy, came to the October 1st Pocahontas County Commission meeting and briefed the commissioners on the current status of the pipeline construction. Orndorff announced that he will be retiring as Dominion's state policy director and introduced Jason Harsbarger as his replacement. They confirmed that the project is currently on hold due to legal challenges and explained that construction was halted by the 4th U.S. Circuit Court for two reasons, the Rusty Patch Bumblebee and the Appalachian Trail. Harsbarger and Orndorff said the court's rulings are currently being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court and they expect a favorable decision next spring to allow construction to resume.
In an update to this story after it was filed, on Friday, October 4th, the Supreme Court agreed to review the lower court's ruling on this case.
Vivian Parsons and Steve Rollins of the West Virginia County's Risk Pool, or WVCRP, addressed the commissioner's concerns from an earlier meeting that the county did not have cyber risk insurance coverage. Rollins said that Pocahontas County is covered by their basic cyber risk policy as part of their existing policy. There is an optional coverage available that the county could buy, which would increase the amount of coverage. The cost for this additional cyber attack coverage is $3,000 annually. The commissioners decided to put off a decision on that until they consider whether they should add that additional coverage. In other actions at the meeting, the commissioners authorized Mike O'Brien, the Emergency Management Director, to apply for two grants, one a $35,000 grant to purchase a pickup truck and the other to apply for a $25,000 grant to purchase radio equipment for Shavers Fork Fire and Rescue. They authorized Mike O'Brien to sell used 911 equipment by online auction. They received the annual update of the Pocahontas County Senior Citizens Program from John Simmons. He said their Meals on Wheels delivered 8,720 meals last year, and another 9,065 meals were served at their three senior centers. Simmons said that they also made 476 medical transports. The commissioners approved the 2018-2019 county financial statement, which they will send to have printed in the Pocahontas Times. They approved sponsoring the Trunk or Treat event to be held in the former Shoe Factory parking lot from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Halloween night. They authorized the creation of a non-interest-bearing checking account to handle the funds for the broadband study grant. They appointed Tim McClung to a 6-year term on the Pocahontas Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees. In his counsel's report, Bob Martin said that the judge in the opioid lawsuit has created settlement classes and that the commission has until November 22nd to opt in or out of those. Martin also said that the Ethics Commission has defined a, quote, reasonable time to publish meeting minutes as being no later than one business day following the next meeting. The commissioners approved invoices prior to adjourning the meeting. For more details on this meeting, see this story on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.